Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members what it means to them when they hear the suggestion to keep the focus on themselves and not on the problem drinker in their life. Marianne, what does it mean to you when you hear the suggestion to keep the focus on yourself?
What it means to me is, well, actually the word focus is a big word for me. I try to remember that word on a daily basis because when I let myself concentrate on the alcoholic or not keep my focus on myself, usually my life gets pretty unmanageable. And what I mean by that is that I started to obsess about the alcoholic and worry, and there's a lot of fear that comes into my life, and that makes me emotionally unstable at times as well. And then I ended up taking it out on other people. Not only that, physically, it doesn't do very well for me either because I've always seemed to have this pit in my stomach if I've got a lot of fear inside of me. So keeping the focus on myself is not always easy, but I do have to take it one day at a time. And I try to do that with the help of some Al-Anon friends when I'm really having a tough time or going through a tough situation, as well as talking to my higher power and trying to build that relationship and just trying to put my trust in whatever that has been presented to me or to the alcoholic in my life, that maybe that's the best thing for them at this moment. And although it may not be exactly what I want for that person or for the alcoholic in my life, sometimes it's just not for me to question and to keep questioning. And that's another good example, because when I do keep questioning and going on and on about it to the alcoholic or about the alcoholic, usually when it is with the alcoholic, I end up starting a crisis or something, and we end up starting negative things come out, and harsh words or something like that can come out pretty easily. So when I keep the focus on myself, I can calm myself down, I can manage myself better. And it's helped me a lot to be able to love the alcoholic in my life, even when they're an active drinker. So thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Marianne, for sharing your experience with us. Johnny, what does it mean to you when you hear the suggestion to keep the focus on yourself?
I heard somebody share in a meeting one time, can describe Al-Anon in 4 words, mind your own business. I've always remembered that. I grew up in a large family. I'm the 13th child, so there were a lot of us. And in my family of origin, my father was an alcoholic. But in my family, we were always fixing one another. I knew exactly what was right for my brother or sister, and I could tell them. Also, you know, thinking about this question, in step 4, it says we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. I was very good at taking others' inventory, and I did. And Al-Anon is teaching me to focus on myself. Today I know that we're all God's kids, and God has a plan for each of us. And I don't know his plan for you. When I start focusing on you, giving you advice and fixing your life, I may be interfering in God's plan for your life. And when I think of it that way, it really helps me to get back and focus on myself instead of trying to fix others. Thank you for allowing me to participate.
Well, thank you, Johnny, for sharing your thoughts and experiences with us. Columba, can you relate to what the other members said about keeping the focus on themselves, or has your experience been a little bit different?
I agree completely with what the two speakers before me have said. And for me, when I first came to Al-Anon and heard that, you know, keep the focus on yourself and not the alcoholic, that was completely foreign for me. I mean, I was brought up to take care of everybody else. I'm the oldest of 8. So keeping the focus on myself is like, what are they going to do without me? If it weren't for me, this whole family would fall apart. That was my thinking. So as I kept coming to meetings and realized that I was enabling them to continue on with their behavior as long as I was there to fix things. So it taught me to look more at my actions and put the focus on myself, even though I didn't do it well all the time. It was an awakening for me. The first time I realized that Al-Anon was working for me, I was sitting with my husband and son at breakfast one morning, and they were both active at the same time, both alcoholics, and they worked for one another. And I was always the mediator. Oh, honey, he didn't mean to say that. You know, Arthur, don't talk to your father like that. And all of a sudden it hit me. They're looking at me like I'm the one that's crazy. You know, so I got up and I went outside And I heard my husband say to my son, "Well, look at her. That's that Al-Anon. She doesn't care what happens to us." And I just went, "It's working. It's working." So that was my first real lesson that this program works. You know, it wasn't easy to pick myself up and get out of there. But I realized then and there that this program works. It's a program of attraction, not promotion. And it took me quite a while to get out of the driver's seat. Old habits are hard to break. In coming to Al-Anon and being in meetings and listening to people who speak in meetings and having sponsors and going to new meetings and just listening, that's where I'm getting all of my serenity. Today, my favorite saying is, if it's past my nose, it's none of my business. Thank you very much for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Columba, for sharing your feelings and your experiences with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about what it means to keep the focus on ourselves instead of on the problem drinker in our lives. You are invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanon.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment, then scroll to the bottom and add your comment. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Locate an Al-Anon Meeting, or you may call toll-free 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.